Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. You know, before they were legends of outlaw country, they were lost souls looking for their sound. Don't miss Mandy Moore and the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the rise of outlaw country music and its biggest stars. Hear how one woman's vision in her tiny living room, far from Nashville's Music Row, became the epicenter of a musical movement. Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in The Boar's Nest. Listen now at audible.com/The Boar's Nest. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. So we did a podcast a few weeks ago, maybe longer than that. Maybe it was aired a few weeks ago on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees. And so we went through, and the finalists that we voted on were of the seven, which I never got feedback that what we did was illegal to my voting status.
Okay, good.
We're good.
Because that was awesome.
Which either means it's not illegal or
they don't know yet.
They haven't heard it yet. So what? Who we voted with the options, because they give you options and you vote from the options. We voted Mariah Carey, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Kool and the Gang, Lenny Kravitz, Oasis, and Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those were our seven based on like the 20 or so nominees. Not even sure how many there were. So they have finally announced the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2024. Mary J. Blige. We didn't vote for her.
Oh, huh, interesting.
She made it. Cher, boom.
Okay, so our vote counted.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Matthews Band.
Yes! Yeah.
Boom.
Come on, dude.
Foreigner, who we tittled with, but we didn't put it. And I felt like we only wanted to put it because we played with them at the Million Dollar Show.
Right, right, right.
But they had a lot of hits. I want to know what love is.
You're as cold as ice.
I remember doing the same exact bit where we just sang all their songs.
That exactly. was so much fun.
Peter Frampton,
yeah,
who we didn't pick.
We didn't pick Peter?
No.
We did not pick Peter Frampton.
We talked about him for a while, though.
Ooh, baby, I love you.
I think my second concert ever. Not favorite, but second concert ever.
That's pretty cool. Peter so you Frampton. Saw him do the wah-wah-wah-wah.
Yeah.
Crawl, right.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
And Ozzy Osbourne make the list.
Nice.
He was the very last one we chose.
So
we didn't get who, Oasis.
And then a Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah, we remember.
And Kool and the Gang.
They're in too?
Yeah.
Okay, remember we talked about them, but we didn't know enough about Tribe Called Quest or really Kool and the Gang to even vote on that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we voted for Kool and the Gang.
I can't believe Mariah Carey didn't get in. I'm not even a big Mariah Carey fan, but the amount of hits, the cultural impact that she's had, the people that have tried to emulate her, like that to me is wild that she didn't get in.
And they all eventually do get in, right? Like, or do some people just kind of disappear?
Some people just kind of disappear. Dang. They fade off. Some do. But it's like baseball or football.
Yeah.
Like some of the guys, that if they're close, they have a really good shot to get it the next year. But if you miss a few years, you kind of just fade off and you have to wait till like the old-timer version.
See, I think Mariah will eventually get in there.
Wait, we picked Kool and the Gang. So yeah. We aren't on that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is Kool and the Gang?
Celebrate good times.
Come on. Da, 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 da. Okay.
It's
okay.
A celebration. I think that's Kool and the Gang.
It's a celebration.
I'm almost positive.
Oh, no, everyone's
I'm just
Googling.
Going, yeah, I know.
We did this last time, too.
Well, you just don't want to say the wrong thing, because since right. They're so famous, people be like, you're an idiot.
It is.
It is? Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
They also have, like, get down on it. Get down on it.
I mean, this is the quintessential wedding band. music. Mm-hmm. Mm. Like, you go to a wedding, you're guaranteed to hear Kool in the Gang.
If there was a Kool.
That and One Hop This Time.
What? That's Left Stump?
No, no, he's not saying.
No, I'm just
saying that's played at a wedding.
Oh, but, I thought that was Kool in the Gang. I'm like, dude, definitely get in there.
Lenny Kravitz didn't make it, and I bet you Lenny didn't make it because they feel like he's too young and still too relevant.
He's still touring.
Oasis didn't make it.
Dude, I saw, back to Kenny real quick. I saw a Kenny. What is it? Lenny. I saw a clip of him going into Bucky's.
Lenny Kravitz?
Yeah.
Dressed in leather?
Dressed just like Lenny Kravitz. And his bus pulled up the front of Bucky's. He goes in. He just starts shopping. Everyone's just staring at him. No one really talks to him. Just people just stare at him.
Would you talk to him?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
I would
let him do his thing. I wouldn't. I wouldn't bother him.
Dude, you have one shot to talk to Lenny Kravitz. I mean, you've already met him, so I get it.
But if you haven't, like if you didn't work in the industry or anything.
Yes. I wouldn't.
I have to try to talk to any celebrity I see. At least just like, hey man, what's up? I just want to say hi. That's it.
Really?
Okay.
Yes.
So no picture or anything?
No, I mean, I would love to get a picture.
He would love to get a picture.
But see, dude, we were with Post Malone and I was like, I could not find a moment to interrupt him to get a picture. And so I just left it.
But the Post Malone was kind of like bang bang though, right? Like he was going from his room out to the stage.
Back
I don't know if it was or not.
It was. That's exactly what it was like.
But Lenny's looking for like crackers and a sausage biscuit.
Jerky.
Right? I mean, yeah, I don't think I would bother him.
That's tough.
Would you? Yes, you would.
At a Bucky's, it's hard because there's probably so many people there.
But
and you don't want to be that guy that starts it.
In the video, you can just see everyone in the background being like, that's Lenny Kravitz. But no one talked to him.
I saw a video of him working out and he was like leaned back doing abs, but he was in his leather pants. Mike, did you see that?
Yeah, it's in leather.
Yeah, and he's ripped up, but he's like talking out in a gym.
Working out.
In leather pants. That's how I want my rock stars to work out, in leather pants, on heroin.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if he's that. I'm just saying that's what I want
That's rock star.
That's what I want my rock
star. That pre-workout.
Yeah, that's what my rock star's doing. That's his pre-workout. Jimmy Buffett and Dionne Warwick are being recognized for musical excellence at, I don't think that means they're in.
No, but they will be
Although Buffett may already be in. I don't know.
I don't think he is.
Really?
I don't think so.
Big Mama Thornton will be inducted in the music influence category, but she's like, and you can fact check me because that's
nothing but a hound dog.
Yeah. The induction will take place October 19th in Cleveland. It will stream live on Disney Plus. I wonder if I'm a voting member, if I get... if it's just tickets, you might buy tickets.
To the ceremony?
Yeah. It'd be cool to go to, but the speeches would be really long.
I've just seen the performances.
I've watched a couple of them, and they're long, but I watched St. Vincent do a Nirvana song with Dave Grohl.
That's
and Nirvana,
cool.
Like, when I think Nirvana was in, and St. Vincent got up, and she just... I don't even remember which one it was. It's freaking awesome.
He's never even been nominated.
Who,
Buffett?
Jimmy?
No. Oh, he will next year now.
For sure.
Death does that.
Yeah, it elevates them to that. Let's rush it. Let's expedite this.
Or it's like, now let's recognize it because you're dead.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
That type thing. Then it'll be on Hulu. So we had a minor influence in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. How do you feel about that, boys?
It's awesome,
I already put it on the resume.
Can we do that every year?
Yeah, if I don't get kicked out. I may have been silently removed from it.
That's like the ACMs. I let my kids vote on that one. Should I say that?
I don't think there's a problem there.
I should probably not say that.
No, I don't think it's a problem. I think you do whatever you want, but I think it's just openly discussing the vote with your kids and recording it and deciding why or why not.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
I think that would be the issue.
Okay.
But we're not your kids.
In a way, we are.
But no.
In a non-traditional way.
No, you're not my kids in any way whatsoever. No,
that's just Eddie, not me.
No. Top 15 wedding songs of all time.
So this is wedding, we just talked about reception?
Well, he brought up the wedding songs, and he said, we did Get Down, but then it was Two Steps, Let's Clap.
Two Hops, One Time.
So does, in our list, in no order, does Hands on Your Knees, Two Steps, Cupid Shuffle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cupid Shuffle makes it?
Yes.
Okay, we got Cupid Shuffle.
To the left, to the right, to the right.
I think you also do...
What's that one called?
September, Earth, Wind, and Fire. In September.
Do you remember?
Like, I feel like that's always played at some point.
Yes, put that in there.
Because, old people like it, and young people also like, okay, I can keep dancing to this, even though it's old.
That's good.
So we're going to put... September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
So we have three?
We have two.
Okay,
so what was the other one I missed?
The Kool in the Gang.
Yeah, celebrate.
Is that in there? Or
celebrate.
No?
We got to put that in there.
You think? I mean, yeah. I think of it as a wedding song, but do you think that's that? It is for sure.
100%.
Top 15,
dude.
Eddie.
I remember like we were on the road, Raging Idiots were, and we stayed at this hotel, and in the ballroom they were having a wedding, and as soon as we were checking in, you can hear the celebrate good time. Come on, and you knew exactly they were having a wedding,
and you're celebrating a good time.
I'll let you guys convince me on that one.
Yeah,
it's a celebration.
That's three. How about?
Well, you got to do all the line dancing.
Are you doing slow? Nah, I mean, yeah.
Right? Like,
I guess. But are you doing slow songs, though, too?
I think so. You have to. Like the first dance ones?
But, like, I feel like, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low. I feel like that gets played, but it's not even, like, a great dance song. So I'm not going to fight for that one.
What are some more of those line dancing ones where everyone's
like, oh, well, there's, like, stroking.
Stroking. I think of my cousin's wedding, dude. I remember stroking being played.
Michael Jackson pops in my head.
Which one, though?
Billie Jean.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Billie Jean's good.
Are you writing all these down?
Yeah, I'm trying to keep track. We have four. I just thought we'd nail more than that.
Oh, we're still going, dude.
I know. It's just like for those that pop in your head immediately.
Okay, so you said Cha-Cha Slide, right?
No, I didn't say that. It's a good one, though.
That's separate than the
Cupid Shuffle and Cha-Cha Slide.
Oh, yeah. Cha-Cha's
thing.
Different.
Is it Cupid Shuffle?
Cupid, yes. Oh. Like the little shooter?
Cuban Shuffle.
Cupid, like the little shooter or the arrow.
Oh, okay.
Slow song. Wise men say Elvis.
Ooh, Elvis.
I can't help falling in love with you.
Only fools rush in.
Can't help falling in love.
Can't help falling in love.
Would you put that on there?
I mean, I haven't heard that one in a while.
I don't think I've ever heard that at a wedding.
Okay.
What about You Look Wonderful Tonight?
Or The Way You Look Tonight?
Or that one. So something like...
Hold on. You Look Wonderful Tonight is... Got it. That is...
Eric Clapton.
The other one is like one of the... Like the... What do they call those guys? The Bruce Crew? Rat Pack?
Frank Sinatra?
Yeah. Right? Or all of them.
Oh,
they all
The
did
Way You Look Tonight. That one?
Yeah. Because I'm sure Dean Martin did it too, but...
I'm talking about the one... You know the one I'm talking about,
Mm-mm.
Kevin?
Mm-mm.
The... It's late in the evening. The little your love on here. And when I ask you, do you look all right? I say yes. You look wonderful tonight.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
Take that one off the list.
Sorry. No, I don't think that's... We have to all three be in agreement?
Well, I think so.
But he's like 12.
But you know what? All his friends are getting married right now.
But how about... And the way you look tonight.
You don't know that one?
I think I might need more there.
Okay, how about I Got a Feeling?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. I like that.
What's that one called?
I Got a Feeling.
Okay.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Okay.
Do we do any?
What about like Bruno Mars, though?
Uptown Funk.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, I was going to do Uptown Funk,
too. Which one?
Uptown Funk.
Because, I mean, that's definitely reception.
So we're just going.
Funk,
you
give
guys
it
don't allow on any slow songs, by the way.
Well, dude, that's
and you
hard.
Acted like that was part of it.
It is part of it, but it's hard because people have their inside love songs.
Like personal?
Yeah
but like, this means, Let's Stay this Together is probably played at every wedding.
Oh, Marvin Gaye?
No, Al Green.
That's
it. I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do. It's all right with me.
And
okay, screw that one. How about when a man loves a
yes.
woman?
Percy yeah. Sledge.
Okay, that's not good. Michael Bolton.
Nah, you gotta go old school.
All right.
I don't think anyone buzzes out the Michael Bolton one.
When a man loves a woman.
Who? Percy what?
Percy Sledge. That's the original.
That's the
original.
Old one.
Really?
Four, five, yeah. six, seven, eight.
Okay, come on.
How about you never close your eyes when I say it.
Is that the Top Gun one?
Yeah. And when I do hold on. And darling, it is. You lost that love and feeling. Whoa, that love and feeling. I feel like this is the end of the night one. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone. Whoa, boom, boom, boom.
Oh,
boom, boom. You don't know that one?
No, but I like it.
Hey, that sparked another one.
What? Well, can't go if it's not all three, though.
Hear me out.
Need seven more.
Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, I'll go with that one.
Yeah,
that one. That's like a ball game one, wedding one.
What about, I can't think of the name right now. Walking from West Virginia down to Tennessee.
Oh, George Strait? Carrying Your Love With Me? I'm carrying you.
No, no, I'm thinking of, am I thinking of John Denver?
Yeah.
A Country Road.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of, actually.
Do they play John that Denver. At weddings?
Yeah, maybe not.
I don't think they did Kevin the last remembers where he was. I think Kevin gets drunk before the
That's true. Hey, every song sounds great to me.
I think you were just at a bar, dude, when that happened.
I'm trying
that was last night.
Closing time. He's like, no, man, what? Closing time.
Let's take a quick pause for a message from our sponsor.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com.
TECOVAS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the kids at St. Jude. St. Jude's been leading the way in the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of childhood cancer. Your support means that families never get a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the families can focus on helping their child live. And that really hits home for me because I've been to St. Jude many times. I've hung out with the kids, played music for the kids. I was in the hospital a lot as a kid. Now, I didn't have cancer, but if it wasn't for people stepping up, I don't know that I would have been able to go and stay in the hospital and be taken care of. So that's why we do this, to take care of others. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. When you do this, you'll get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. So join all the doctors and researchers, you know, and me in this fight, and just text the word Bobby to 785-833. It's only six numbers, but text the word Bobby to 785-833.
And we're back on the Bobbycast.
What about wedding slow song? Bear with me. Because I give you all of me.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get there.
You give me all of me.
Yeah.
That's
John Legend.
John Legend. But, all of me.
Yeah, but I can't get there. Do...
You can do it. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't know. How do you give me? Because I give you all of me, get all of you. Mm. If we can't get there, though, can we even have it?
I say you put that one on there, because, I mean, that's
do you know that song?
Oh, yeah.
That's a sweet love song.
Did you put that?
Yeah, it's a good song. I never remember the slow song.
Hey, obviously. We're trying to convince them of every slow song.
What about Dan and Shay? They have one that everyone uses for the wedding?
Amaze, Lone Star?
Oh, yes. Baby, I'm amazed. Amaze,
yeah.
I don't know what you do, what you do.
I do not.
So in love with you, it just keeps getting better. Okay, da-na-na, na-na-na. I want to spend the rest of my life
Okay, put that one on, and then
Dan and Shay maybe like Speechless.
Speechless.
We got a lot of slow songs here.
Well, yeah,
we have When a Man Loves a Woman.
Ah, it's wonderful.
And Amazed. We have two.
Is that
we
it?
Turned okay. down every one of the other ones.
Hey, what about Aerosmith? What's that one?
Oh, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Don't Want to Miss a
oh,
Thing.
Oh, that's a good one.
So that's like Junior High Dance and Wedding.
Yeah. That reminds me of, is it Batman when that came out?
No, Armageddon.
Oh, Armageddon. That's what it was. That's what it was.
Batman, though, is.
Was that Seal?
No, but yeah, Batman is
Kiss from a Rose.
Kiss from a Rose. Oh, how do I
don't know. I'm out on this.
I can
one.
Get you there. I can get you. Hold on. Not a samba, say da 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 do. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. I compel you to a kiss by my rose on the grave. Ooh, the more I get at you, the stranger it feels. Yeah. And then he goes, now that your rose is in bloom, light hits the tomb on the grave. Not wedding, but I had to get there.
Good job.
I like
man.
It. That was good.
I don't want to miss a thing.
Yeah, Aerosmith.
Such a good song.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Don't want to close 7, 8, 9, 10. We have 4 more songs for our list.
4 more?
Mm.
Okay. Let's think, guys. I think that there's more of those line dancing songs. Like,
well, the line dancers are like.
No. Richie. Lionel Richie. Caramba. Ferrari.
Oh,
fiesta. Forever.
Yeah. All night long.
Ooh, that's a good
all
one.
Night. I like the song. I'm Indifferent on Wedding.
Yeah.
Kevin, you can be the if you declare it, we can do it.
That's a good wedding song. I like that. I'll go with that.
Cool.
Yeah. What about like a Ricky Martin?
Oh, Living La Vida Loca, dude. Until inside out.
Living La Vida Loca.
Dude, he's in a movie just saw.
Yeah, have you watched that?
No, have you?
Yeah, it's a trip. I've watched 2 or 3 episodes.
The movie is?
No, it's a show.
It's with
Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig.
Oh, yeah, I watched him. He's the guy with the hotel. The
butler guy or whatever, yeah.
I watched like half of one episode.
It gets weird.
You got to finish the first one.
I'm good.
Okay, you have
to. My wife was watching. I fell asleep. It's not that it wasn't good. I just...
It gets wild.
Have you seen the Baby Reindeer?
No.
Do you want to see it?
Holy
I don't know. I like to sleep at night.
It's not scary.
But it like...
It's not scary at all. There's some stalker stuff to it, but it's not scary like that. It's okay. Like, this guy is so vulnerable. Mike, have you watched it?
I have it on deck to start it.
Yeah, he's so vulnerable in this show.
Hmm.
How about...
What do we need? 2 more?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. How perfect.
What about any, like, Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah, no, hold on. Follow me. You look perfect tonight. Ed Sheeran.
Oh, Ed Sheeran, that's a good one.
How's that start, though?
Dancing on the grass.
Yes.
Your favorite song. And then, da,
da, da, da. Oh, we can't get there. We can't have it. That's the rule.
Darling, you look perfect tonight.
That's it. Yeah.
But how does that start?
Yeah.
Oh, how about?
When your legs don't feel like
you used to. Oh, there you go, Eddie.
Do you want that one?
Yeah.
Is that it? Yeah.
That is
that one
such
in there.
A good song.
Okay, how about something like... I only do this because there's so many people that were singing it when I was on Idol, but it was like, at last.
Oh, Etta James.
My love.
Dude, that's got to be top of the list because people love to use that on their wedding.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Okay, here's what we have. We got Cupid Shuffle, September, Celebrate, 3. Billie Jean, 4. Cha-Cha Slide, 5. I Got a Feeling, 6. Uptown Funk, 7. When a Man Loves a Woman, 8. Sweet Caroline, 9. Amazed, 10. I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, 11. All Night Long, 12. Perfect, 13. At last, 14. We have one more.
Oh, one more. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any like country artists.
Yeah.
At all.
What's a good country song?
We do too. Amazed.
We have Lone Star. But what about like?
But I don't feel like we should have to like force fit anything.
No, I know, but I feel like there's
we're missing something.
Country
right?
songs.
That... Every wedding, I don't think has country though. Yeah. We're talking about like.
But
the,
there's like a,
the most universal.
Like Garth Brooks.
How about Shania? Like Shania always like, "Let's go, girls!" Dun, no. dun, dun, and all the girls come out the bridal party. Maybe not.
What's the Shania? I have too many things in my head, but it's like the slow one where she's like, there's all the diamonds.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like...
In this moment.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Hey, you want to go Selena, dude?
Yeah. No.
Beady, beady, bomb, bomb, man. Mike did that one at his wedding.
But
Mike, that was a highlight of your wedding, dude.
I'm going to be honest. In Oklahoma or Tennessee or Arkansas... Or West Virginia.
No, we're not talking about those states.
But I'm saying universally, I don't think Selena's getting played.
Okay. We're talking about where they have fun.
Oh, my bad on that
where
one.
Where they have unlimited margaritas.
My bad on that one. Okay. Do you want it? We doing From This Moment.
Yeah. Well, that's.
What's that one?
See, the Selena I was thinking about. What was the one, Mike? The
If I Could Fall in Love? That was our big hit.
If I could fall in love with you.
That's right? Not the right
one. If I could fall in love with you.
Oh, man, we suck.
Okay, maybe not.
Nailed it.
You want to go to Shania? We can do Shania.
No, I don't have to. I don't think we should force it. This is the ultimate list that everybody's going to use for the history of time, so we need to be perfect about it.
I still have to get married, guys, so I have to use this
exactly.
List.
We're doing this for Kevin's future.
Do you want us to be the DJs?
No, I don't.
What do you mean?
I'm out.
You pay me, I'll do it.
Pay you?
Yeah, dude.
I'm paying you my friendship.
I'll bring the rig, you know, with the lights and everything. All right, everyone, this is the last day.
Get him, Eddie. Get him, Eddie.
This is Producer Eddie.
Get him, Eddie.
The Bobby Cast. We'll be right back.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct-to-consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Tecovas.com.
Tecovas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the kids at St. Jude. St. Jude's been leading the way in the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of childhood cancer. Your support means that families never get a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the families can focus on helping their child live. And that really hits home for me because I've been to St. Jude many times. I've hung out with the kids, played music for the kids. I was in the hospital a lot as a kid. Now, I didn't have cancer, but if it wasn't for people stepping up, I don't know that I would have been able to go and stay in the hospital and be taken care of. So that's why we do this, take care of others. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. When you do this, you'll get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. So join all the doctors and researchers, you know, and me in this fight, and just text the word Bobby to 785-833. It's only six numbers, but text the word Bobby to 785-833.
This is the Bobby Cast.
One more wedding song.
Okay, let's think. Mike, anything?
Next
gen. Number 15.
Like the dance? No.
I mean, the bar thing, obviously not closing time, but what about, it's not it, but just, just a small town. But for a wedding, though, is the thing I worry about.
What about like Bon Jovi, like Living on a Prayer?
At a bar, yes.
Yeah, that's more like karaoke kind of.
Okay.
But it is.
But I agree.
It is good, though.
Now I'm just getting them confused. They're just blurring to me now.
But, I mean, everyone on the dance floor will sing that.
You all of me.
I guess you're not really dancing to it.
You give me all of you.
What about
if you want to be my lover?
Oh, that's a pretty decent one for the dance. That wasn't where I was going. That's a decent one. I was thinking of, if you like it, then you better put a ring on it. Like as a DJ plays Beyonce, Single Ladies.
Single Ladies is good for all the wedding party. Hey, but you just.
Party in the USA?
Party in the USA is great.
Oh, that's a good
one. That's a good one for wedding.
If you like pina coladas, again, No, okay.
I like the song.
The song about cheating at a wedding?
It is. Well, I think Party in the USA probably of those.
Yeah.
For sure, it gets played at every wedding.
Maybe some Backstreet Boys. What about like Jackson 5?
Oh, that's it. Dun, Jackson dun, 5. No, dun, no, dun, no, dun. You nailed it.
Which one? I want you back.
I want you that or ABC.
Oh,
probably
yeah.
I want you back.
I want you back to
All right, let's go.
That's a good one, but
you're not feeling that?
I think what was the other one we said?
ABC.
Yeah.
ABC. Easier than 1, 2, 3.
I don't know. I think I Want You Back is more of like a wedding. Dun, da, da. I'll be there.
Tito, I'll be there.
Do you think, Tito?
Just call my name. Let's see.
I think I like Mike's suggestion of Jackson 5. I Want You Back. How does ABC start, though?
That's all I know. ABC.
Easy as one.
Oh, yeah, we got that part.
That's about all we got.
I don't know.
You want Miley?
We are so stupid.
Go ahead.
YMCA.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
We're done.
We knew it wasn't quite there. Shout out to you guys for forcing that piece of the puzzle. Good job, good job. There you go. We've went from Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to our 15 best wedding songs. Just like that.
I can't wait to get married now.
Thank you. Kevin's going to propose today.
Yes. He doesn't.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to a Bobbycast production.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com. You can probably spell it. You probably know it. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like,
yeah.
Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.